When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So this week on the show, I want to highlight some collaborations that I've been recently doing with Heather Parody over on the Happy Brain podcast. Now, if you're new to the show or if you're just not aware, we have a second podcast. It's called Happy Brain. It's all about mental health. It's focused on interesting, unique, weird ways to improve your mental health, manage your mental health, and be a little bit happier each day. And as part of that, Heather and I have been doing a number of collab episodes where we respond to listener questions. We discuss important topics like toxic masculinity or others, and we just sort of highlight the main differences between our philosophies when it comes to personal improvement and mental health specifically. So I'm going to hand the baton over to Heather. She can explain what this episode is going to be about. But I do want to let you know that if you want to hear more of these, if you like these collabs, head over to the Happy Brain podcast. Just search Happy Brain with Heather Parody on your favorite podcast app or click the link in the description of this episode. So enjoy the episode.
You know what's interesting? When looking at happiness and how to stay mentally healthy, the question often comes up, whether it's from other people or from yourself, is this being overly positive? I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on in the world, a lot of people who are hurting, maybe it's you. Where's the line between trying to find things to be positive about because we know it's good for our mental health versus being toxically positive? Do you like how I made up the word toxically? You know what I'm trying to say. How can we remain grounded in truth, sensitive to what's going on around us, but still have a happy brain? Welcome to another episode of Happy Brain. My name is Heather Parody, and thank you for joining us as we explore the fun side to mental health by digging into these simple hacks and fun tips to make your mental health journey more enjoyable and your brain a little happier. Hey, y'all. Welcome to today's episode of Happy Brain. If this is your first time listening, what's going on? My name is Heather Parody. I am your host. Today, we're going to be exploring the topic of toxic positivity, because as we go into all these tips and tricks and hacks that'll make your brain happy, we also want to stay really grounded and make sure that we're exploring positivity and happiness from a very balanced mindset and not slipping into some toxicity. You like that word I just said? It's pretty good. Not going to edit that out, but you know what I'm trying to say. But before we get started, if you have not done so yet, if you are into outside of the box ways to stay mentally healthy and keep that brain of yours happy, I invite you to hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening to this. And if you're a long timer, please take a screenshot of this episode, share it with the last friend that you had a mental health conversation with. I would love to get them on board, see what they think about this show. So thank you for helping us spread hope and help people's brains stay happy. This is a Greg Clunas and Heather Parody collab. We do this just about every single week where we look at a high arching topic around mental health or maybe a tip that we've explored previously on the show and kind of dig into the philosophy behind it, hopefully giving you a more balanced view of it. And toxic positivity is one that's been brought up quite a bit because I don't know if you picked this up or not. I'm kind of naturally bent. Well, I'm definitely bent towards optimism a little bit more. And Greg admits that he's a little bit more bent towards more the pessimistic, realistic side of things. So I want to have this conversation to get his take.
From my perspective, toxic positivity isn't actually about being too positive. That's a separate conversation, and there are issues with that, in my opinion. But the toxic part gets added on specifically when referring to this situation that we often find in personal development, where it's because you aren't positive enough, that's why you have all of these problems. When it gets to a place where we are pushing positivity to such a major extent that it becomes the only answer for anything. Hey,
you are struggling, you're just having a bad day. Well, it's because you like weren't positive enough. You got into trouble with something. Maybe you got hurt by somebody. Well, that's
right.
Because you attracted bad energy to yourself. Like when we get to a place where we position positivity as the answer to every single thing that happens in life, without ever recognizing that one, there are plenty of things outside of our control. Mm-hmm. Two, there are plenty of things that it's okay to not feel positive about. If you lose a loved one, you shouldn't have to have any pressure over, well, I need to be in a chipper happy mood. But right. Toxic positivity is telling you that you should be, that you should focus on, well, smile because it happened. Don't cry because you lost it, blah, blah, right. blah. Like, no, you can be in a shit mood sometimes. And,
yeah.
and I think that should be okay.
In the show notes, there is an article from Healthline.com where it talks to a clinical psychologist in Pennsylvania who specializes, among other things, anxiety disorders and self-esteem, Dr. Jamie Zuckerman. Zuckerman says that, quote, toxic positivity at its core is an avoidance strategy used to push away and invalidate any internal discomfort. When you avoid your emotions, you actually cause more harm. This article mentions a couple of research projects that, quote, showed that when you're asked to not think about something, it actually makes you think about it more. There was a really old article that they mentioned from 1997. You remember 1997, don't you? That, quote, showed suppressing feelings can cause more internal psychological stress. Again, quote, avoidance or suppression of emotional discomfort leads to increased anxiety, depression, and overall worsening of mental health, Zuckerman says. I thought this was interesting because it kind of highlights that it's not being positive. It's when we start suppressing, feeling like we have to suppress, feeling like we have to avoid our negative feelings because, like Greg said, there's something wrong with that. However, there are people like me out in the world who just kind of naturally were born a little bit more positive. And the thing is no one can really tell you what you're doing, and we can't really judge what other people are doing. I think it's important to really practice self-awareness. Am I naturally more bent towards positive, or am I trying to avoid something? And also, too, not trying to be overly optimistic on someone else's behalf, because it's just not our place. So my conclusion, toxic positivity seems to be this issue of pressing, whether I'm pressing down my own feelings or I'm pressing other people to feel positive when they don't want to feel positive.
Right. So the way that I view this is it's not actually about the individual. So you can be a positive person and focus on like the positive side, the glass half full side of everything, right? And maybe your way of connecting with somebody when they're hurting, when they're having a bad time, is to naturally go into that. Mm-hmm. And perhaps you can take that too far and invalidate them and feel like, well, they just need to be more positive. Like that in and of itself is not necessarily right. But I wouldn't classify it as toxic positivity. I think toxic positivity is far more about the culture, the larger way that the conversation around personal development and around just life in general and how we choose to live it. If that culture is prioritizing, well, anything that happens, you just need to focus on the bright side. And that as a culture is invalidating the negative side of things and the feelings that we might have, the things we need to deal with, the downs that come with being a human being on this planet, that's when it becomes toxic. I don't think it's necessarily about you, Heather, going up to somebody and accidentally taking your positivity too far. Like, that's not right. And you guys can have a conversation about that, but you're not specifically like being toxic.
One of the tips that the Healthline article gave on making sure that you're not being toxically positive is making sure that you validate how other people feel, even if you disagree with it. Doesn't mean you're not being positive. You're just validating the feelings that are there.
I think where the distinction is for me is each individual person given the room to get there in their own time? So
yeah, that's good.
Can we sit and say that ultimately getting to a place where you're able to be positive about a situation and move with it, move on from it is a good thing? Yeah, absolutely. But one, how do we define positive? Positive could mean let's ignore the problems and look at just these very small things that are positive and focus on that. Or positive could mean learning to live with those problems. Or positive could mean feeling in control of the situation and the problem's still there. You still are frustrated by it, but you at least are able to sort of move past it. Like there is that, what is that definition of positive? But also maybe your natural reaction is to be positive and focus on the glass half full. And no one should tell you that you can't have that natural reaction. Similarly, maybe someone else's reaction to a situation is to be down and to sulk for a few days. And no one should be trying to force that person to feel
agreed.
Any way. Now you can support them. You can, as of if you're close with them, you have that relationship, you can be there for them and try to sort of bring them to a better place. But they have to be allowed to get there on their own.
They need to be allowed to get there on their own. I love that. So when you think about happiness, it's not that it doesn't exist without the lows. In fact, we can't really have happiness and well-being without the lows, right? Sometimes we see positivity and happiness as like this fluffy conversation, but really it's the deep inner work of understanding that the presence of joy and positivity wouldn't be possible without acknowledgement of the crap and the hard stuff.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, every single emotion that we have is as intense because it has the other emotions. Like we don't feel happiness if we haven't really experienced the lows of that. And that's what allows us to recognize when we're happy. It allows us to create that context for ourselves. Happy brain, from my perspective, is what does it take to experience happiness and joy? And that might be you have to go through these lows. And maybe there's an episode in there of the value of those lows and of the downs that you go through on a day-to-day basis, because they do allow you to feel happiness at some point.
Guys, make sure you connect with Greg at tlbc.co. That is linked in the show notes. You can also find his podcast, Tiny Leaps, Big Changes, there. But before we go, I had to ask Greg if he just, you know, had to pick something to be toxically positive about, what would it be?
If there were one thing that I could personally use more positivity around, it's definitely recognizing the value of my efforts, even when the result isn't quite there. Mm. So, for example, for the last year or so, I've been on this weight loss journey, and it's as with all, it's up and downs. And sometimes you're doing great. Sometimes you have 3 weeks of doing terribly. But you're still waking up and paying attention to it and focusing on what you can do and trying to make the right choices. And I think there's value in that. But I, just like many other people, often discount that value because the scale doesn't say what I want it to say. Learning to focus more on what am I doing well and being happy with myself for that. That's something that I could definitely use more of.
Learning to focus more on what I'm doing well. That kind of reminds me of the Meliorism episode that we did a few weeks back. I'll link that up if you didn't get a chance to listen to it. But it's the idea that we do focus on adding in the good versus trying to eliminate the bad. It's a good episode. Check it out. So listen, y'all, whether you are taking a bath in the forest, healing yourself with some sound, or being positive, but not toxically positive. We hope you take a moment for yourself today, my friends, and keep that brain of yours happy. Thank you for listening to another episode of Happy Brain. If you enjoyed this, make sure you hit that subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you have an extra second, leave us an honest review over on iTunes or your Apple podcasting app. And until next time, my friends, keep that brain of yours happy.